energy crisis that's coming this winter and beyond. But there are certainly three amazing energy solutions which are currently on their way from here to the United States, developed and designed in Liebherr in Killarney. There's incredible footage showing yesterday three of the world's largest cranes setting sail from Cork, bound for New Jersey. With me on the line to talk about this is Gerry Bunyan, who's Managing Director of Sales for Liebherr Container Cranes in Killarney. Gerry, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. How big a moment was that for the company to see those massive cranes setting sail for New York?
Good morning, Gerry. Yeah, it was certainly a big event. It's a totally huge project, and we're very proud that it's one of the biggest projects ever to leave the country. And it's a real feel-good story. Mm. Cranes manufactured locally in Killarney, and a team of experienced engineers based in Killarney designing the product, buying all the material. Okay, we're buying it from Europe, but it's a European product and built by Irish people. Totally managed, project managed by Irish people, and the biggest in the world. We're very proud.
How big are they and what are they for?
They are ship-to-shore cranes for unloading container vessels at the port of New Jersey in the U.S. Maher Terminals is the name of the terminal where they're going to. They are, to put things in perspective, at the moment, from a crane weight point of view, it's certainly an impressive project and a very large project.
So the size of them, 150, that's more than the length of a GAA pitch in height.
Absolutely. The vessel is actually over 30 metres longer than Croke Park.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. And look, it's a great win for the company, a big project and huge work in it. I suppose, like you said, Gerry, a testament to the engineering ability and the capacity of the team in Killarney to be able to deliver these on time and deliver them for what they're needed for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these cranes, this particular terminal, we supplied 8 cranes previously. Slightly smaller, very slightly. But the other interesting thing about the project is we are delivering them in semi-erect mode. Traditionally, we would have supplied the cranes in large pre-assembled components and we would have erected them on site.
Yeah.
But the client, they're so busy with containers and unloading ships, they don't have the space. So we're using this semi-erect method of delivering cranes so that we reduce the space footprint that we need on their site.
On the other site, yeah.
And so we offload the cranes and then we will winch them up to the proper height and complete the installation then.
Yeah.
And they will have a useful life of probably over 4 million cycles, which will take them over 20, 30 years to achieve. So I will be truly well and gone by the time these cranes
reach their end of life.
These cranes' useful life are used up.
Yeah, and they as you said, they're semi-erect, so they have to be that way until they get to the other side. They have to pass under the Bayonne Bridge, which has the clearance.
They have to pass under the Bayonne Bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a very, not such a big tolerance to get under the bridge. I think we're somewhere in the order of about 50 centimeters clearance between the top of the leg and the underside of the bridge. But we have the ship is a semi-submersible ship, so we can, by ballasting, alter the position of the ship in the water. And we will go under the bridge at low tide. So fingers crossed everything works out.
Well, when these things, and it's important, your measurements in engineering, Gerry, they have to be right, because we saw what happened with the Suez Canal and all the trouble that that's caused a couple of years ago. You need your measurements correct and right to get these things done, these major projects.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a lot of planning. The design and manufacture is one element, but then there's, of course, the whole logistics side. planning all this. And then there's, of course, the installation side. So all these moves that we are going to make, these are all pre-planned, worked out virtually as well on using computers. So, there's a lot of planning in the background.
Yeah, there certainly is, that's for sure. Well, listen, Jerry, look, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us on the programme and outlining the work that was done and went into that huge project that is currently on its way across the Atlantic Open Ocean. And look, onwards and upwards for you in Killarney, Jerry, and well done.
Thanks very much, Jerry. And I would also like to say we have a lot of employees working in the plant and from Tralee, Killarney, and in the environments around Killarney. So it's not just Killarney. There are Tralee people working here as well. And, you know.
A win for the county.
It's an all-Kerry project.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, listen, Jerry, thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme. That's Jerry Bunyan there, Managing Director of Sales at Leaper Container Cranes.